This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Good evening, those watching and listening all over the world. We noticed more than 499 episodes. Now, I would like to say that we have particularly different platforms, and I welcome each and every one of you to that 499th episode of Track World. And could you please remember that Track World is what I call North Track World in Grand Bahama, North Track World in Abaco, North Track World in wherever it is in the Bahamas, North Track World all over the place. It is all over the place. I first started Track World in 1980. And if you look at what I wrote, and wherever I went all over the world, I reported to the Tribune at that time. As a matter of fact, when we went to Helsinki, I had this small $40 camera, and these fellas were there with these big cameras, and they wondered what it was. But that $40 camera had some real unbelievable photos. Well, I'd like to just make sure that we, the Bahamas, had a doping control officer in Tokyo. I have no idea who he was, but I think it was Sheldon or somebody else made it a point that we, the Bahamas, had a doping control officer. We gave kudos to our athletes who won and were mentioned all over the world. And you know, the BBC, the this, the that, and the next thing, were talking about Shawnee and Stevie. And you know, the person who is, how do we call him? D'Aigler. D'Aigler knows that we get more publicity through that than what they pay people to do. And I have no problem saying that. So we need to do a little bit more for our athletes. Somebody like Stevie, I think that Stevie have the opportunity in the World Championships of beating the fellow from South Africa. I think his time is gonna be going. And well, of course, Devin Charlton, she was in the finals. She was a finalist. and the 100 hurdles.
We had one in 2016, and then fast forward again to Tokyo 2020 in 21, and had another one in the finals here in Tokyo, yes. Japan.
Well, as usual, we provide you the numbers for the call, but we are not taking any calls until around... we're talking about at the top of the hour.
What's that?
That's when we're going to take the calls.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. That's when we're going to take the calls. And then y'all could talk and talk and talk. So, Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, Auerbach Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, the Garden of Eden, where William Bethel, I have to say this, we went to Osaka with the children, and you know they like sushi, but they say the sushi that... the garden is better than we had in Osaka. Because they like sushi. Well, we also talk about Vaughn Kalmer, the insurance broker. He is a sponsor. As a matter of fact, he won something a couple weeks ago. He was shocked and amazed that he won something. Now, Freeman DeVoe is the CEO, our CEO, and their business is oil and energy. And they're from the place called Pedale.
Okay.
I have been a financial services representative at Kalina Insurance for more than 40 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner, and I am A for Alpheus, and for Alexis is A for Alexis Hannah. And we are a team. We call ourselves the A-Team. And finally, we thank the Olympic Committee for sponsoring. And we know we're going to hear a lot about that in the next couple of days. And what I wish you to do now is to just take a while, and we will go to a break, and then we will start talking again, and then around the 7 o'clock, we're going to be... in gear.
Great news.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street. or Chapter 1 at COB or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillments of having this book.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
My co-host, Philippa Willing, tell us about what is going to happen this weekend and the opportunities that people have. Just let me say that Bernard Hanna, Patricia Coakley, she is watching, and Sidney Sawyer, he is watching. And we had somebody else, I'm trying to remember who was on, but people are watching. And people, as you drive home this evening, wherever you are, you can hear the show. Thank you very much.
Indeed, Alpheus, and it's always great to be here with you on Track World, right here on Guardian 96.9. And for sure, what we want to share, it's very exciting news. Normally, the athletes, the majority of the athletes, would normally not be back home until October. And then we would, the ministry, you know, would plan a grand celebration for our athletes. Both Stevie and Shawnee, I think, have decided to come home for a short period, you know, at a quick drop in and leave. I think Stevie will have to leave on Sunday because he will be continuing his circuit. Because of Shawnee's injury, Shawnee's going to shut it down. But both of them will be here tomorrow and Thursday. And so with the short notice.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow being Wednesday. Yes. One is coming in tomorrow and one is coming in on Thursday. Right. So the B3As and the Federation is planning a celebration of the athletes. Even though it might be impromptu, we're asking all of the Bahamas, all of corporate Bahamas, wherever you are, to show your love, to show your support, to reach out and contact the B3As. Contact Maybelline Miller. Her number is 455-0472. The B3As is hoping to have a grand celebration. The ministry, I'm sure, will be putting on and will collaborate with them and the BOC as well. But the talks are short. So this is short notice, very impromptu. And officially, Saturday, we're hoping to have a grand gold rush celebration for Shawnee and Stevie. So stay tuned and be listening out for that event. Thanks, Alpheus.
Corporate support?
Much, much, much. They're deserving. Shawnee is a two-time gold medal Olympic winning. First one was a dive, the one that we will never forget. And of course, this time, with grand style, you come and catch me because this one is mine. There won't be no dive this time. And definitely, we are so proud of her. Stevie, of course, as we always know, he leaves it on the track and lays out. And what a very, I mean, it was so patriotic what Grenada did Karani. Karani James did for Stevie when he took that flag and draped it around Stevie, taking our flag off of the floor.
Yeah.
You know, that means a lot. And so that was a grand thing. We took the gold, and then to see the sportsmanship between our athletes, it's awesome.
Well,
awesome.
I thought Karani went out too soon in the first round. No, it's simple.
Alfie.
In the first round.
The Bahamas took the gold. No, so we love Karani.
I know we love Karani. And as a matter of fact, we love Karani. We love Karani.
Right. But he,
I'm a track and field man.
Of course.
I'm a world man.
Of course.
So
an historian.
I can talk about him. Not a historian.
Exactly.
Somebody who knows about track and field.
Yes, you do.
Historian is in this book.
Yes.
You read the book?
Yes.
Well, that ain't me.
You know the sports. I know that. Yeah. Definitely know that.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that when you look, my brother Spence said, you can't believe the number of people who took pictures with Stevie and Shawnee, all over the place.
That's right.
And if you're able to do that, the corporate body should be able
to do something for
this weekend.
Indeed. They brought so much respect. It shows the level of respect that athletes, coaches and the like, countries on the whole, have for our country, this little Bahamas, 350,000 plus people.
And then you hear the BBC talking about us.
Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. And I think definitely it will be much deserved to have all of you corporate Bahamas. We're inviting you to just reach out to the B3As. And even if you want to send a sports representative or a representative to present or pledge, because we know it's short notice. And so a lot of things have to go through approval process. So if you want to commit something to Stevie, to the athletes, to the team, and remember, we're talking about the entire team. We have two gold medalists, yes, and we can't not overlook that. But there was a team as well. Mm-hmm. Two swimmers and 14 track athletes.
Yes.
So come out and support this Saturday. Listen out for the updates, the news. Be there. Be square. You will not. You can take all the pictures you want with Shawnee and Stevie and see those medals in real live time.
So look here. He is the best runner.
That's right. Baby. That's right.
Right now.
The best dancer.
Philippa, you mentioned the gold
the
rush.
The shuffle.
You mentioned the gold rush.
Gold rush.
Saturday. You must tell the audience something about this gold rush. Gold Rush Saturday. You have me excited now. You know, I'm sitting here today just to observe to keep things in the right perspective. You know, so, but after y'all, now y'all have me really excited about what's going on, especially this weekend.
It's a gold rush, and I can tell you that what we have the committee. There's a committee that the Federation has quickly put together. It's very short notice, like we said. Shawnee reached out to her mom and just advised her. She said she tried to let her push back to say, well, no, don't come right now because we need time. And then, of course, we want to always keep the emergency orders of COVID and the safety protocols in place, of course, because the numbers are high here. But if you may, Alpheus, I can read a letter. It'll be quick.
Go ahead.
That we plan to send out to corporate Bahamas. And the general gist of the letter is respectfully to the entire corporate Bahamas or anyone that wants to donate to the Bahamas team. It's reference, donations, event funding, 400-meter Olympic gold medalists. Tokyo 2020 Olympics, as it was dubbed in 2021, will forever be etched in the hearts of Bahamians, young and old. It was a double, Bernard, gold rush for the Bahamas. I'm going to move on down into the letter. We want you to let's celebrate with us. This week of August 8, 2021, as I said, both Shawnee and Stephen will be returning home to the Bahamas. And we, the B3As, are planning to hold a gold victory celebration and award ceremony for medalists, for the gold medalists and the team. In this effort, we are asking for your generous donations, awards, and support for our gold medalists and Olympic team. We also want to say that this is, you know, we want to keep in mind that the BOC is definitely still the head of the Olympic team, but this is because the B3As is the Federation for Track and Field. So no disrespect to the Ministry of Sports, no disrespect to the BOC and their role for this team, but it's just that the Federation, with knowing that the athletes are here, want to celebrate them. So we are quarterly inviting everyone to a celebration of goals where you and your company can showcase your corporate appreciation, donate and support this to this historical gold sensation and our 14-member Olympic track and field team. We understand it's short notice, but with exception, should you or your company feel compelled to congratulate our gold medalists, we invite you to contact Maybelline Miller, Tramiko Archer, the president. Maybelline Miller is the CEO of the B3As. Tramiko Archer is the actual president of the B3As. And Laura Pratt-Charlton, she's in charge of public relations. So reach out to any of them, and definitely they will be looking out to hear from you. Laura Pratt-Charlton's number is 357-3109. Maybelline Miller, 455-0472. And President Tramiko Archer, I think, is 357-5837. So back to you on your show, Alpheus. Let's do this. Sports radio, yeah, all of sports.
Well, I'm going to talk. I'm saying he is the best insurance agent. He is the best of everything. So we're going to talk later how we could up the ante. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I'm the best.
Well, of course, that's why you're here.
Running over the age of 60. You know.
Yes.
That is it.
But I'm so excited about Stephen and Shawnee, even all the other former.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, out of the billions of persons around the world,
of
we
course.
Have the best Guatemalans here in the Bahamas.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, this is really
repeatedly.
Unbelievable. You know, and they're so pretty when they run. It reminds me in the 1961 or 62 with Julian Brown.
Julian Brown.
Beautiful strides. Yeah. So when I saw them run, it reminds me about in 19. I know you were not born yet.
No.
That's your business.
Yeah. But he was supposed to represent us too, Julian Brown in the 8th.
But he was sick in Rome, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah.
History.
History is something else. But you know, how do I put it? The some Bahamians, I need to say this. When the athletes come home and when there are things at the track, whether it's the old track or the new track, the people need to come out.
Yes.
It don't cost nothing.
Come out and celebrate.
But I'm saying on a regular basis.
Yes.
On a regular basis. You talking, other people talking.
We need the support.
Not doing what they're supposed to do. But you have to have some excitement.
Agreed.
Nothing goes on without excitement. Agreed. Isn't that true, Bernard Hanna?
No. They'll come out now.
They'll come out now. I'm talking about a regular thing in the season. The season is over. Come January, we got to... You know, come January, because we have the World Championships next year in Eugene.
That's right. Right back.
You can't just sit down. And I invite every Bahamian to go to Eugene,
Oregon. Exactly.
Start quick.
That's
because the seats are being sold, and you just make sure that you can get to Eugene, Oregon. The first time they would have
the World Championships.
In the United States.
Yes, and that is going to be so awesome. A new stadium, Hayward Field looks, fantastic, Alpheus. And I look at you know, every time Paul Swangood actually, he posts his pictures and on IG and everything, I'm like, I want to be there. So, yes, I'm with you, Alpheus. Let's go to World Championships in Eugene, Oregon, next year.
Philippa, you know everything about the track and field. So are we going to have...
You see what my mentor is?
But are we going to have the World Relays once again here in the Bahamas?
Well, we hope so. Anybody listening to me, we hope so.
We hope so.
Everybody want to bring come it back to the Bahamas.
Yes, yes. And Alpheus, I would like to add on that. I know I heard on Sunday, heading to church, I heard... Naughty on the radio, and he was talking about,
I know,
you
know,
that,
mean,
yeah. Yeah, he was talking about that, you know, the Bahamas needs a sports academy, and you know that Jamaica produces athletes and the Bahamas, we don't have a succession. But you know, he was positive in it. But what I would have liked to say to him was, while we don't have a sports academy, I think our sports academy is ensuring that our athletes get in Division I schools. And if you notice, over the years, we have increased in ensuring that our athletes...
All kinds of people.
D1 schools. They're in the best conferences. Yeah. And as long as you compete in the best conferences in the U.S., you will definitely continue with your quickness, your throwing, your everything, because they're so competitive. So... I think while we might not have the sports academy here in the Bahamas, our sports academy through the clubs is ensuring that our athletes get in a D1 school in a great conference.
Let me say this. You know how our athletes get to the United States? They get there because people come to Carifta and everything and recruit them.
That's correct.
Unfortunately, what Debbie Ferguson said... Debbie says that she wants to, when she comes to Nassau, she wants to relax herself. And when she is coaching and working, she is separate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I am saying is that we have a ton of people.
Oh, yes.
Not just a ton of people who and you will see it in the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we are talking about... We have a significant amount of coaches.
Yes, we do.
In the United States.
Indeed.
Some who don't even come home to watch.
That's correct.
Because they have other responsibilities.
Purdue, University of Kentucky, Penn State, University of Houston.
Yes.
We are everywhere. Kent State. We are actually, Bahamian coaches are everywhere.
All over the place.
Oh, my goodness. And it's truly an exciting thing. And while I think that we will work our way to a sports academy of some type, I think right now what's even greater is getting into D1 schools. We've seen the Shawnee do it. Shawnee went, and she went straight pro because she was that. And I, you know, while I think a lot of us toyed with that decision when she did it, look at her now.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a great thing. Get the kids in D1 school, and it means to get in a D1 school means you have to have a certain grade point. You have to have passed certain amount of exams, your BGCSEs and whatsoever. So it's not only the physical part of getting our athletes prepared, but it's also getting them prepared academically, which pays in the end.
Well,
that's my take.
That's really
Oh, man, is our next great president. Next big great president. I don't mind what you say. You're the president. Wow.
So let me say this. Let's follow Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
Her big event, she should have gone to the first, you know,
was that World Championships?
No.
Junior Championships?
No, the Singapore. There was an event in Singapore.
In the
that was a part
circuit?
Of the Olympics.
Okay.
You remember they have Olympics for... The people that are younger.
Junior Olympics.
Junior Olympics.
Yeah, Junior Olympics. Like where the kids are going now to Africa.
Yeah.
Right, to Nairobi. Yes,
so,
exactly.
But it ain't the Olympics, that's track and field.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that she won in, I forget, this was an event in Canada, to the eastern part of Canada.
Okay.
And she continued.
And progressing.
Progressing. And you know, it's something else. But you do know that her grand uncle is none other than Ella. Ella meaning Miller. Miller. He was the first Bahamian to run he did 46.9. Mm-hmm. Now, Ella had another brother, and you should know him, BH, called Hadi.
Hadi.
And Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a whole family who could run. And so it comes down from there to that family. And man, it's really important. She has been around for a long time. She in Riverside now. This would have been in London,
mm-hmm.
where she ran and she pulled up.
Okay.
She pulled up in London.
Okay.
And we're not talking about the World Championships.
No.
We're talking about the Olympic Games. Okay. And then
disappointments are always for the better,
yeah,
Alfie.
Yeah. Not all the time. Not all the time.
Well, true.
Some people
true.
You don't see anymore after
true.
That disappointment. You know, but you have to. Have the drive to go do it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it again, and hey, you know about doing it again, eh? I mean, running. Although ain't nobody over 70 could beat you.
Over 70, you're raising the bar again, man.
Over 55, okay. I hear what you're saying.
In distance now.
In distance, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Alfie, I want to throw in, you know that the World Under 20 team is heading to Nairobi, Kenya. And that's going to be a strong team as well. That's the youth.
I know
we focus on the gold medals now, the Olympics.
I know that, but how do we celebrate them when they come?
The junior athletes?
Yeah.
Just keep them encouraged. Keep them, you know,
when they come
out
back
there.
Home, I'm saying.
Well, we will. We will. We will celebrate however they perform, and even if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they've qualified and made it to go to such an international championship, this is the World Athletics 2021 World Championships for
under
the juniors,
20.
Under 20.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Philip, how many of them are ascending?
I think there is 10 team members, I'm going to tell you right now, and they are... That team is a very strong team.
We have any in the four?
Very.
In the four?
Yes, we do. Wendell Miller. Yeah. We have one of the best javelin throwers, Bernard, on this side of the continent in the name of Keyshawn Strong.
I can't believe it.
Believe me,
you
Carlos
mean.
Brown Jr.
Yeah.
Carlos Brown, he's coached by Andrew Tynes, as you know.
Yeah.
Andrew Tynes, you have Antoine Andrews. We have a number of athletes. Reba Audemore. She's going to be there. Nakafia Cooper.
Are they with UB or some are with...
No, Reba is Reba is in college.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Right.
She's in college. She's in a D1 school as well, doing well. She set a record this year. Well, I think last year for discus or for javelin, I think it was. So you have Nakafia, who missed out on going to the Olympics because she tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also on this team, the junior athlete.
You know, but I'm interested in the four because I'm bragging all over the Bahamas, over the world, all my friends away, that we are the best quarter milers in the world. So do we have any young
we
quarter
have
milers?
We have nine athletes heading to Nairobi, Kenya to represent the Bahamas. Reba Audemore, Lakafia Cooper, 400, Alexis Tilford Rutherford, Camille Rutherford, Carlos Brown Jr., 100, 200, Wendell Miller will be running. Bernard. Keyshawn Strong, Antoine Andrews, and Lamont Moss. They're leaving on the 13th. I think the games begin from the 17th of August to the 22nd.
Yeah.
So that will be a great championship.
So what was his time at the Nationals?
You want to put me on the spot, but I know that he ran 45 low.
45 low.
He ran for a junior.
Low.
And I don't think he's in grade 12. He trains under Andrew. I don't think he's in grade 12 yet.
Yeah.
So he is running. He was one of the guys that they tried to qualify with for the men's 4x4.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a couple junior athletes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So He is one to look. And then there's another one, Wanya. Wanya McCoy. Oh.
He's all kinds of names.
Yes. So, Bernard, believe me. Yeah. If they get in D1 schools, like I said, that's our sports academy. They get in D1 schools, get additional coaching. It's 707. It is.
Okay. So, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to let the calls come in.
Pediasure, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, now has 33% less sugar compared to previous formula and provides 25 vitamins and minerals and 7 grams of protein kids need for a healthy growth. It's a convenient meal or snack with a delicious kids-approved taste they'll love. Pediasure, nutrition to help kids grow. Ask your pediatrician about Pediasure today.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure the children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Back, I need to say that Michael Sarge Hanna is watching. Charlene Thompson is watching, the two of them, and they say, good evening. So, tell us the lines, please. Oh, somebody's here.
We have somebody on the line.
Good evening. And how are you this evening?
Good afternoon to you, both, all of you in that studio. Mr. Hawk, good afternoon to you. I want to congratulate all the persons that participate in the Olympics, and especially Shawnee and Stephen Gardner of winning us the gold, but all the athletes, I was very much proud to see that we did well. We what would we place? 48? 40? What was our place?
48th overall. 48th overall.
A country like Belgium, I think it is, mm-hmm. that have millions, they didn't even win a gold, didn't they?
That's right. That's right. 12th overall in track and field, actually.
Belgium, no, you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking the overall sports. Bahamas finished in 48th place. Yes. You are correct with swimming.
48 and how many countries was there?
There was hundred.
It was more than 100.
200. Yeah. We have to look at that.
200,
that
yes.
That's I think that is an accomplishment.
100, 48
I think.
Or something
like that. I think it was 48. 190. I don't think it was
all those countries that participate with better facilities and all and us. And we must give our athletes, all of them. Now, listen, Mr. Hawk.
That's my name. Don't wear it
you
out.
You allow my namesake. He always doing this. My namesake. He is my namesake.
Bernard.
Who is that?
He's right there.
Spence, Phillizard.
No. Spence is my cousin.
Who else?
Spence is my cousin. Namesake.
Go ahead.
He is Bernard Hanna.
Well, go ahead. Talk to him.
He always throwing his low blow. But I will put myself, Herbie Bean.
Oh, Lord, you're trying to reach
Charles
out.
Johnson.
This ain't Herbie.
I'm Glenn Bean.
This ain't Herbie.
I say myself. No, this is not Herbie.
Oh, okay.
We will challenge Bernard Hanna any place, anytime, anywhere. Now, he know exactly. This is his namesake.
Boy, let me tell you, I'm so proud that someone has the nerve.
I said Charles Johnson from Jazz Johnson.
Such authority, you know what I mean?
Do you know Charles Johnson from Jazz Johnson?
Or the Charles?
No.
No, this ain't Charles. Somebody else.
I said, do you know Charles Johnson from Jazz Johnson?
We know him well.
Yeah.
Bernard, you know him, right?
Well, y'all could always place the living with the dead. Go ahead, man.
Bernard.
Enjoy the ride.
Bernard, you know Charles Johnson. You know Glenn Bean. You know Herbie Bean. And you know yours truly, your namesake. I think we need to put you to rest.
Well, I tell you what.
Yes.
Y'all try it anytime. And I just finished looking at the Olympics, and I've been inspired by our athletes here from the Bahamas, so I'm ready to take on the world now.
You ready to take us on?
When you're ready to do 6 and 8 minute miles, then you talk to me.
You tell that story, but 55, you'll challenge anyone 55 and above.
We'll talk later, man.
Have a wonderful day.
You too as well.
Thank you so much. We have somebody else on the line?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. What you thinking about? You excited like us? Vanessa Colby and Sylvia Butler are watching.
I am trying to contain myself because I finally realized that if you did not cry or something did not stir inside you when the events occurred, you're not Bahamian.
I know, right?
And I think that should be the litmus test. For us to just ask anybody who's applying for citizenship, do you remember that day and blah, 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 and Tony and
One day apart, that's right.
Yeah.
One day apart.
And if you can't recall that, deny.
I know, right?
So, you know, I'm there with you, man. But no, I sold insurance at Family Guardian and British American and all them other companies, so I know you well.
Good stuff.
I know
not, you mean.
Very well.
Good stuff.
But what I want to find out is this. You mentioned at the top of your show, first time caller, you mentioned that sports do more for the Bahamas than what the Ministry of Tourism do in advertising.
That's right, my brother.
Yeah, but I want to get to the bottom of that one real quick. What kind of figures are you looking at, though?
Pay
for advertising.
How could you pay for the BBC and the things all over? Now, in the United States.
In Europe.
They deal with that. But in Europe, it's a different thing altogether. Mm. The people are aware of it. And you wouldn't see the BBC running them again and again. And, you know, the BBC, I love the BBC because they talk about people all over the world.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
They're not biased.
No, they're not.
Yeah, well, you know, so maybe we need to shift some of this advertising money towards sports because we have a lot of talent here in the Bahamas.
Very much so.
And a lot of it goes to the grave because people don't have an opportunity to develop themselves. And what is that D1 the lady was talking about?
Well, let me say that we do have an opportunity to develop, you know.
Yeah.
We develop all the time. Just come down to the track and you'll see what is what. So tell him what you think.
I honestly think the same. I think we cannot pay for advertisement that our athletes give us. I mean, from time immemorial. We are a country as small as we are, and it's in every sports. I mean, we have golf. You look around, we have coaches. We have Bahamian athletes, persons, the like, in every place in the world.
Swimmers,
of course, standing out. And we cannot pay for that advertisement. We can't pay for it. No disrespect to the Ministry of Tourism and what they do for our country as well and what they bring to us. But our athletes, unpaid advertisements all over the world, from the young to the old, can't pay for it. Not at all.
And you know that old Seawolf, Sir David, he won the star class, I think it
that's
was.
That's correct.
In Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
In Tokyo. So, you know, that's really something. And he happened to die on his 100th birthday. I just can't believe that.
Correct, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Man, when Stephen and Shawnee stood on the dais and, mm-hmm. and the, our national anthem played
yes. Yes, exactly.
in the front of every country in the world, mm-hmm. you understand me?
Stand with
billions
pride.
Of people. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to pay for that, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So the maybe 80 million we pay on tourism, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's minute to what that gave us as they stood there and our national anthem played.
And I know a pet peeve of mine is speaking like when you're interviewed and someone puts that mic in the front of you, matter how tired you are, that carrying of a excellent interview and a gold medal can't pay for it, sir. We just can't pay for it.
Well,
known to the world.
Philippa, let me tell you what I do.
Replay, playback.
Let me tell you what I do when I'm abroad. When I'm abroad, Levon is jumping in the triple jump,
mm-hmm.
okay? This was, this was in China, eh?
Okay, Beijing. Okay.
And Chris got beat because the fella jumped in the pool. In the pool. He made a thing in the pool, but we didn't have any pool right there. He was diving otherwise.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but what I'm saying is that I get animated. Yeah. I get excited and everything.
I think Bahamians love track.
I get excited. And when I'm here, I am in the bed watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody need to be behind. I really, you pray
yes.
to thank what happened.
Yes,
because you don't know. Mm-mm. But when you see them running, you have that.
Your
feeling.
Heart is so full.
Right
I
there.
Mean, I agree with him. You have to have had some form of overflowing emotion, you know. And it, to me, it's like that with all sports because I love watching sports in totality. So it's always that thrill that you get. You can't pay for that. You just cannot pay for it. You can't pay for a Kai Jones, for a DeAndre Ayton, for a buddy. You can't pay for them walking up into and having those interviews. And what? The Bahamas. I'm from the Bahamas. You know? Some people don't even know where we are.
Yeah.
So, much respect to the Ministry of Tourism.
It's athletes
in the world.
You know
the Farrington. I think she's not a Farrington. The Sandiford young lady who's the caddy in golf.
Okay. Yeah.
You cannot pay for the. You can't pay for these things.
That's
right. You can't pay for these things.
Yeah. So on Saturday morning.
Yes.
I woke up and what is it?
Is it real?
No. But I thought the thing was still going on. I woke up. And it's a different thing, but we realize that they continue to show something.
Oh yes, they did
again and again.
They showcased it, Alpheus.
Yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, many of us Bahamians was like, "Man, it over. Yeah. Olympics over." Mm-hmm. After Shawnee, he was like, "Olympics over. We win the Olympics and it's over." So
one of the things with regard to the Olympics is they have some new events,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do this new event and the next new
yeah.
event.
Yeah. A lot of exhibition games.
But what I'm saying is that although I love track and field,
mm-hmm.
every now and then you see somebody doing something different.
Yes.
I told you about the lady from Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
how people are from England.
Yeah.
But she born in Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the question was,
how you get there?
England wanted her to participate for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's saying not a thing like it.
But that's how Turks and Caicos lose a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Caribbean countries that fall under that regime.
Of course, yeah.
That's how once the athletes get to a certain point, if they need the support, similar to a sports academy, and they feel like, a bigger country will take them further,
mm-hmm.
they opt out. We could truly hold fast to what our Bahamian athletes have done for us. I don't think we've had any athlete that left us, Alpheus.
No.
You would know better. Because you've been around. You've been the president.
There's nobody that I know.
That sold their birthright and said, I'm going elsewhere.
No, not at all.
We have stood our ground and ran for the Bahamas and represented the Bahamas at its best.
I quote, that's
powerful. Over and over again.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is talk a little bit about birthdays. Well, on the 7th, it was Ephraim Jones.
Oh, Ephraim Jones.
And he celebrated an anniversary at the same time. I don't know if you're listening, Ephraim. An anniversary at the same time.
Oh, they're my personal friends.
Yes, right? Oh, yes, man.
Sylvia?
Yeah.
And Ephraim, great police people.
Yeah. And you know he's one of a kind. And then, Don Woodside Johnson.
On the day that medal was won.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you may have forgotten this young man. He was a pioneer. He was a basketball player at R.M. Billy.
Who's
and
that?
Jerry Wisdom, I think, got him from R.M. Bailey, and he went to a meet.
Is that Onesimus?
Yeah, no, no,
oh,
not
okay.
Onesimus. He went to an event at the CAC. Probably that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But his birthday is on the 9th.
And who is that?
His name is Andre Newbold.
Okay, okay.
You know Andre Newbold?
I remember.
Okay, he works at the, he used to work at the Hilton.
Okay.
At that time, but then he's gone out that way. I'm
to
not
Ryu,
sure.
To Ryu, I think. He went to Ryu at one point.
Yeah. At one point. And then there's a young lady called Sandy Snow.
Oh, my USA track and field.
My good friend.
Oh,
my good
goodness.
Friend. And I said that she would have been happy.
Wonderful person.
Would have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a client called Sheena Antonio. Mm. Dr. Sheena Antonio.
That's my classmate, I think. That's my classmate.
No,
graduate.
No. She's not your classmate.
Okay, I'm ashamed.
Maybe somebody, yeah. She's born on a particular day. And then we have my nephew, Mike Wimbush, on the 14th, and he is in
people.
Connecticut.
Good people.
And then Theophilus Claridge. I don't know if you know him. But he is on the 14th. And then, on the 14th,
woo!
Happens to be a young lady.
Woo!
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
That's right, Alpheus. And how ironic, today on Fox Hill Day in 1973, guess who was born? Me.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unthinkable.
Fox Hill Day, 1973.
That's right.
That's
what
Lord. Second Tuesday in August.
That's 48
years ago.
48 years ago.
You shouldn't lie, you know.
I ain't lie.
And she ready, looks like she's ready for the track right now.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
So what I want to do is just go again. Track World has been brought to us by Sun Oil, Awa Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Well, BH, you know a little bit about that book, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
about it.
Well, if you look at the book, if you look at the pages,
yeah.
at the pages, that's 172, eh?
202.
I mean, 202.
202.
I'm so excited about thinking about the book because I have two copies.
Yeah.
If I miss something on one copy, I'll have to read it.
And you gave one of the books to somebody who came to the Bahamas and you gave her one of the books.
That's right, because yeah. I'm featured in that book. And that's the world's. That's the
world championship in Edmonton.
Yes, man.
Awesome.
I was a lead dancer.
Lead dancer.
And after all those years, they just gave me the jacket
for
dancing so well
at
that particular time. I just received it. A couple
just got
weeks
that
ago.
Award. That's right. You missed
right.
that, Alpheus.
One of a kind, man. That is something else. So we talk about
in the white shoes.
Usual white shoes.
That's
you and
right.
your brother. You and
That's
your brother.
Right.
Downtown.
He received that award in the white shoes, Alfie.
Oh, man.
So, we talk about William Bethel. I said that we're talking about what we call it, sushi. As I said, our granddaughters went to Osaka, and they love sushi. Yeah. But when they come here, they know the sushi here is better than Osaka. So, you know, I have to give him a shout out. Vaughn Kalmer, an associate insurance brokers. And then Freeman DeVoe, the CEO. My good cousin in Pairdale, and they deal with oil and energy. Well, of course, Kalina Insurance. And then I say that we need to pray for one another.
Indeed.
And we also can't pay for the things that we get from around the world based on our athletes. We just can't play for it. So, I will now ask anything otherwise, or I know what I'm finding here. Anything otherwise? Now, look here. There is a young man. I call him the young man, and he is Al McCartney. BH said that he is not that. He's a young man. He's related to Keno.
Yeah.
And then we have somebody who live on our corner, BH. Joyce Cooper,
yeah.
On our corner with the Birdland.
Yes.
She just passed.
Oh. Wow.
Joyce, you know. And Gail is related to that family. Okay? Gail.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we have to talk about Eddie Hanna. Anything that you could talk about Eddie Hanna, BH?
Not really, but everyone should know him. He's next to the father of our nation.
One of the
founding fathers. Of the new Bahamas.
That's right. No politics, just real founder.
Amen.
So we do have, let me say this. You were there at the wedding. At Alexis's wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I emceed the wedding.
The wedding.
And mine too.
Free. Yeah, free.
Lord, you're exposing me now. Everybody wanted a wedding
free. Eddie had make some comments. don't talk about those comments.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't talk about those comments. But then my cousin, the Morleys.
Okay.
Wendy Morley and her husband, Morley, their son died. He is a police person. He just died. And then, would you believe this? There's somebody who worked at IBM, and he decided, because IBM went to Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. and I can't believe it. I mean, it is good for me to look at, I get tired looking at things on Facebook. Mm-hmm. John Bradley. Worked at IBM many years ago now. You know Felix Stubbs?
Yes, of course. Of course.
That's his man who went to Grand Bahama.
Okay.
And went to Freeport, and he passed. Mm-hmm. He was involved in swimming.
Oh, wow.
Really involved in swimming.
Well, we send our heartfelt condolences to all of the families.
And then, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, yes, from the Reef.
From the Reef.
Yes.
Now, I was in Alexis and I were driving,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to hear my good cousin, Levan Miller, not Levan Miller.
Right, Levan.
And he was talking about this woman, and I say to myself, man, people talking too much. And in some cases, people talk.
Mm-hmm.
But he talked about his teacher.
Yeah.
He talked about his teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? His, her daughter? Her daughter went to, I forget where the place is now, in a in Switzerland, that area, someplace near
Zurich,
there.
Zurich, Geneva.
Yeah. Well, well, I got somebody to see, to for them to see, what's his name? Chris. To see Chris Brown run.
Okay, okay, while they were in Switzerland.
Yeah, and then somebody else. I mean, and she had a Jamaican friend with her, and they had the opportunity to see the thing, because I happened to have known the person who was in charge of that area. Mm. All I need to do is do the email, and they hook it
up. Oh, Mrs. Jackson from the Reef, right, my true friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
A family, I have to send all my sympathies out to Abby, her daughter-in-law, and Ted, her son.
My Ted works with you guys,
Ted,
right?
Yeah.
And then also passing was Rosalie's.
Rosalie's. Let me just, before he finishes.
Ms. Davis.
Iron Lewis's mother died.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then Lester Bird. Lester Bird was Tommy's friend at the University of Michigan. He was a long jumper. And they're from Antigua and Barbuda. So, as we say, we give our condolences to all the people who have passed.
Yes.
And, you know, there are people that we don't know who have passed. You know, I
had a cousin pass, Montoya Davis, and I pray God, you know, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
So thank you ever so much. And next week, we're going to be rolling all along.
Right back on track.
Rolling all along. And we're going to be talking about what will happen after they leave. Thank you ever so much.
Okay.